The National Delegates Congress of the Ghana Freedom Party is currently taking place at the Prempeh Assembly Hall in Kumasi, the Ashanti Regional Capital. As part of the program, the event will be used to outdoor the party, its founder, national executives and parliamentary candidates. We now join correspondent Nicholas Osei-Wusu for an update. Nicholas, you're welcome.
Thank you.
So how is the atmosphere at the Congress grounds?
As we speak, the program, the two-hour program has just ended at the Prempeh Assembly Hall, and the place was full of activity as enthusiastic people, citizens gathered at the place for the launch of the party. In fact, as we were made to believe earlier that it was going to be the National Delegates Congress of the party, it wasn't to be. It was rather a launch of the political party as well as its manifesto for the upcoming general election. So it wasn't a National Delegates Congress.
And how is the attendance like?
The attendance per their estimation was okay. They had some representative from some other parts of the country joining their colleagues in the Ashanti region to get the needed delegates they wanted at the program.
Could you give us brief highlights of the manifesto?
The manifesto. Let me say the preamble of the manifesto is that the fundamental nature of the Ghana Freedom Party manifesto is driven and inspired the GFP core principle, that is achieving economic independence. That is what they seek to achieve. And it is a 16-page, 7-agenda document which has been made available to the Ghanaian populace to peruse for the understanding and possibly vote for the party's agenda to ensure that the nation progresses economically when it is voted into power. One key aspect of this document is that it has spelled out clearly the various ministries it intends creating.
Nicholas, for lack of time, we want to hold it here. Thank you very much for talking to us.
You are